Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting second. The DH, Terry Francona. Batting third. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Stan Javier. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Todd Burns. And now, play ball. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Javier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson hits a line drive for a double play. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lansford. Hall goes all the way around to score. Snyder moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw hits a pop-up beyond second. Hubbard can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Snyder scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington strikes out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallego moves to third. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Javier moves to second. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Gallego scores. Javier moves to third. Canseco moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Javier scores. Canseco moves to third. McGuire moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Canseco scores. McGuire scores. Lansford moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbard hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gallego is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Bales covering, for the out. Two outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Javier is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Javier hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Javier moves to third. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallego hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gallego moves to second. Bill Lasky now pitching. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on Lasky. Gallego moves to third. Javier moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gallego scores. Javier scores. It's 7-2, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Brad Havens now pitching. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hubbard is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbard hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gallego strikes out. There goes Hubbard. The throw from Bando to Washington, and Hubbard is out. 2 outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. Javier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.